A little while later, Stuart pulled up in front of the house. Faith ran out the front door and toward her daughter, gathering her in her arms. "I missed you." She smelled sweet, like apples on a crisp fall day. She clung, wanting to savor the beautiful treat of Bristol's heartbeat against her chest. After the reunion on the front walk, Bristol ran inside to say hello to Lucia and her auntie. Then, Faith faced a suntanned Stuart. "Hey," he said, squinting at her. "Hey." He wrestled with a loose strand hanging from his buttonhole. "So, about what happened with Bristol. I drafted an email to the principal and sent it to you for your review, and I plan to take her and Emmy to redeposit the funds this coming week." "Well, that's great about the redeposit, but we need to do more than send an email." His voice dripped with an authority that Faith despised. "Don't do that." She pointed at him, still powered by her can-do attitude from earlier.
"Do what?"
"Toss me that condescending tone, like you're the boss and I'm some idiot who has no clue. I'm perfectly capable of handling this."
"Condescending tone?"
His jaw flinched.
"I'm her father. I get a say in what goes on in her life. You took her away for the entire summer without asking me. You pretty much told me you were taking her away. So if anyone's being the boss here, it's you, not me. What you did was unfair."
A jolt of anger sprang in her.
"Ugh, you want to talk to me about fairness? Seriously? You?"
He covered his mouth with his hand, then swung it down.
"Ugh, I've said I'm sorry 1,000 times, and I meant it. How I acted was wrong. I never wanted to be the man who cheated on his wife, but I did. And I can't take it back now. So, Faith, what can I say or do at this point to help us move forward, for Bristol's sake?"
What more could he say? He fell in love with someone else. That hurt her, even though she had zero desire to have an intimate relationship with him. He was happier in life without Faith. He changed into a softer and more affable Stuart with Jilly on his arm. That woman changed Stuart's life into one that he appeared to love living. Faith couldn't do that for him. That's what hurt the most. They stared at each other for a few intense moments, both breathing hard and uncomfortably. Then, finally, he stepped toward her with sorrow in his eyes.
"I'm really sorry I hurt you. I'm sorry I hurt Bristol. I wish I could have been the person you deserved me to be, and also the person who could have made you happy in every way."
His words carried truth. They both knew that he never could have been who she needed him to be, any more than she could have been what he needed her to be. Faith nodded her acceptance of his apology.
"For now, maybe we should just agree that we both want what's best for our daughter."
His face softened some more.
"That's a good idea. She's been through a lot, and I want her to be happy and stable. I know you want to send an email, but I'd really feel better if one of us could have a face-to-face with the school administration. They need to see how deeply this has affected her, so no other child will suffer like this."
Faith folded her hands in front of her.
"Yeah, you're absolutely right. Let's plan on both of us being there for that meeting. I was also thinking that I don't want her going back to that school. So, I'd like to pay for her to go to a different school, like maybe St. Mary's."
Faith let her gaze wander around Danielle's plush grass. And then, the morning air finally settled around her in quiet surrender.
"A different school would be great. Let's think more about which one and talk later."
"Okay, that sounds like a good plan." He pulled in his upper lip.
"Are we okay?"
Faith nodded.
"We're okay.
I just want what's best for her." Faith twisted away and headed up the walkway, leaving gentle taps behind. She glanced over her shoulder. Me too.